Item number four, a resolution by Supervisor Wyshon authorizing and directing the rehiring of former displaced county housekeepers to service the courthouse facility. On January 30th, 2014, this item was laid over to the call of the chair. It was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. That committee did not consider this item.
We had the original resolution, and now you have an amendment, and you have a fiscal note. You have an amendment, and you have a fiscal note. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Wyshon, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, colleagues. What you have before you is in the amendment, number one there is the adjustments that we spoke about at the last committee meeting, so I won't belabor the point. What it does is make the adjustments and create the positions, along with alleviating some of the concerns about complying with civil service rules. You'll see that instead of the reference to former displaced workers, it just says that the services will be provided by county employees. So hopefully all your questions have been answered and you see the merit in going forward with this proposal.
The amendment is before us. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Supervisor Wyshon, for getting this together. Here's the dilemma that I have, is that I want to help these people. I want to help these individuals. And by adopting this amendment, we're not doing that. And so what I worry is that this amendment doesn't go far enough because, you know, we never got to the crux of what happened with these individuals. Why did these individuals not get placed after they were laid off? And so because we never got to the crux of that, I have no faith that this would actually help them. How do I know that they're going to be considered for these positions? A lot of these individuals are getting, you know, are close to county retirement age. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I don't know if it's the cost of the health care. I don't know what happened. And so by adopting this today, what I'm doing is I am bringing housekeeping back under Milwaukee County, which I do think is important. And for the record, I never voted to remove it from under Milwaukee County. But my issue is that this has been presented as a resolution that mm-hmm. will assist these workers. And this resolution doesn't do that. So I'm wondering if Corporation Council has taken a look at this and if there is a way that we can specifically earmark these positions for the workers that were displaced and the workers that this resolution is actually was created in the spirit of helping. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To address Supervisor West's concerns, I think we have to look at this as a multi-step approach. We can't put people back into positions that don't exist and are currently being provided by a private contractor. The fact is, once we make the decision that these services will be provided by Milwaukee County employees, then I believe that we should let the union do its role. And they have, the employees have a right to work within the system to claim their rights to come back onto the job. We have a process for that. I believe they have a very good case that they there was, as I said at the last meeting, less than ethical and honorable things that were done to them. And I think that they need to work within the system, and they will be able to apply for these jobs, and I believe they will get these jobs. But nobody is going to get a job if we don't create the position and first take the first step. That's what needs to happen here today, is we need to make the decision that this will be done in-house and to create these positions. We will not be helping anybody by trying to do everything all at once. It is a multi-step approach, and that it's sort of like, let's score, let's get a first down, then we'll work on getting a touchdown. And that's what you have before us. I'm trying to bring as many people along as possible with this.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I have a follow-up question. Well, not a follow-up question. I just have a follow-up statement then. That being the case, I believe that this resolution is inappropriately in front of us and that it should more it's more timely having been presented as part of the 2014 budget to create these positions. Now we're coming after the fact, and I do see the fiscal note, and it's more than $500,000. It doesn't say where this money is coming from, and it does kind of say that it's over the operating budget and that it's not absorbed within the agency's budget. So I don't know who is the best person to address the question of then how do we pay for this, seeing as how, again, it wasn't done in the budget cycle. The other question I have is, if we're going to expend this amount of money, is this the most appropriate way using these funds to assist these workers? Or is there some other type of way that we can expend funds that would actually go to the benefit of these employees? Could we offer them training? Could we send them to MATC? Could we, you know, is there something else that we could do with these funds that would directly assist the employees that we are trying to help? Because, again, I mean, we're putting a lot of eggs in a very unstable basket, assuming that HR or the union or, and I got all faith in the union, it's not that, but it's really out of the union's hands. It's not something that, you know, union can't come here and demand that HR hire these specific folks. So I understand that the union would like for these to become union positions, and again, I never voted to not have them be union positions and not be county positions. But the question for me, in my mind and in my heart, is what is the best way to assist these particular employees who have been through so much, who have many of them who have been out of work since we put them out of work? And is this, and again, just is this the most appropriate way for us to assist these employees? Because it does not say in this resolution that we will hire these specific employees. And, you know, when Madam Clerk read the item, it said that we were going to deal with displaced Milwaukee County employees. And this resolution, unfortunately, although I know the intent is there, does not do that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Before
we go to Mr. McCamey, Supervisor Kelly.
I just had a question on the fiscal note. I don't know that you could answer, but I know Mr. Cady drafted the fiscal note. So. In the fiscal note, it says the cost is for this year is $440,000. And then in the analysis, we're paying $424,884 a year for Mid-American. So that money would not be expended, right?
Mr. Chairman, the fiscal note calculates what the savings would be when the Mid-American contract for the courthouse was terminated at the end of April. So the monthly payment that is made to Mid-American in this fiscal note is only contemplated for the first 4 months of the year. And then for 2015, there would be no payments to Mid-American.
Okay. As you know, I'm not as smart as most of the people at this table, so let me try to ask the question again so I can understand your answer. I'm trying to see if, I guess my basic question is, if you just look at the fiscal note, you're saying for the current year our net cost would be $417,910,000. If we don't do this, do we have a cost? What's the cost of that we're paying Mid-American? I mean, what numbers would you plug in that figure if we didn't do this?
Mr. Chairman, the difference, obviously, the net cost of $417,000 is the additional cost above and beyond paying MidAmerican for having county employees clean the courthouse facility. The fiscal note shows that the MidAmerican is paid $35,407 a month on a month-to-month contract currently to clean the courthouse, which is $425,000 per year.
So are you saying we'll be paying $417,000 a year
more?
Yes.
That's a total expenditure more.
Okay. In addition to the current contract.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Romo-Weiss.
Thank you. Just a very quick follow-up question. So this, the number that you've calculated here, the additional $417,910, that is to hire the same amount of employees that we had before?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the number of employees that we had before was difficult to calculate because they were assigned to the whole courthouse complex, and therefore they may have been doing duties in the safety building and the criminal justice facility as well.
Okay.
So to try and isolate just the number of employees, I would have to defer to the facilities maintenance man.
Okay. So this number is calculated based on the number of MidAmerican employees that we have covering the courthouse?
This number of 21 positions was put forward by the facilities management division as saying the number of staff that they would need, in their opinion, to meet the courthouse cleaning standards that are currently in effect with the current contract with MidAmerican.
Okay. And this is 21 full-time employees?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I apologize.
You're welcome. Mr. McCamish?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Boyd McCamish asked me, District Council 48. Thank you for hearing this morning. We just wanted to be on the record saying we support this resolution from Supervisor Weishon. We also have the same concerns as Supervisor Romo West about where we are in this process and how we can make sure that these workers are able to get back to work. But I think there are really two tracks on this question. One is the procedural technical questions that we have to wrestle with. But we don't think we can really get to the heart of the matter until we do the first step. As Supervisor Weishon said, we've got to create the positions for folks to have work in. There is a reason, there are many reasons why after 5.5 years, these folks sit in front of you again and plead for you to help them to make this awful situation right. It's not because these are great jobs. It's not because they're lavish positions. It's because they were deeply disrespected when they worked here. There were reasons they were not hired back. There were other reasons, and we want to get to the bottom of that, and we're pursuing that. But understand, this is really not. I just want to ask you to think about the technical aspects of this. The first and only way to get this done is to make sure these positions are available. We will make sure that these folks have a real opportunity to get back to work. But just remember, think about it for yourself. 5.5 years after someone was let go, and they're still here, asking you to help them be restored and made whole. So we really hope that you will consider this. This is the first good step in this process, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure folks are given a real opportunity to get these positions. But I do think also in the civil service process, union or not, Act 10 or not, I think it's sort of prohibited to arbitrarily place people, right? There is a process, and that doesn't go away, union or not, or Act 10 or not. So we have to deal with that either way. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a second card from Patricia Rogers. Pat Rogers, would you like to come up?
It was just in
favor. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pat. Supervisor Lipscomb, then Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The other day I asked about the rights for recall or whatever, and the answer was that expired December of 2012.
Correct.
Is that date or that timeline, is that established by the former collective bargaining agreement, or is that our ordinance, or how, and is there a way for that to be extended for a group of employees to correct this issue of whether or not they would in fact be slotted into these positions if created?
Mr. Chairman, colleagues, I think that would be better. I don't have the answer to that other than to, we can discuss that with Corp Counsel and the Human Resources Director to see what implications, different actions by the state and what collective bargaining agreements exist and what's in there. But the point being, it really doesn't matter what a collective bargaining agreement says or anything else if the positions don't exist. Mm-hmm. So if we don't have a place to put people, there is no recall rights because there's no place to go back to. So, like I said, this is just one step in a many step process. So if we can clear this hurdle, I think we'll be well on our way to answering the rest of defining that those corrective actions to fix it for those employees that were disrespected in the past.
Okay. And then what was the, I'm sorry if I missed it, what was the answer for where the money, where will the transfer come from? Or?
Contingency.
Good. What you'll have before you in the future is that the department will send down just like what you had is a fund transfer from the appropriate from one department to another, whether it comes from the contingency fund or some other place, other funding source in county government. That's you know how the process works. We have, I believe, at our last meeting, mentioned that it's roughly about $5 to $6 million in the contingency fund for 2014. That whether or not we make the decision to take a certain portion of that. Plus, I think you have to remember that the fiscal note will change depending on the actions of this board and the living wage piece. So, you know, a contractor is providing the services right now. So that will be adjusted. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. May I respond to the supervisor's question?
Go ahead, Mr. McCain.
The three-year window was a provision in the collective bargaining agreement. Obviously, this period crosses over the tracks of Act 10, but we very much make the case that that window was purposely timed out with regard to these workers. So that's
right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What we have before us is what we are looking at is the creation of these positions. Today we have the amendment and we have the fiscal note. Anything on the amendment? Well, first of all, are you finished, Supervisor?
Yes, thank you.
Supervisor Stamper and Supervisor Bowen, do you have anything related to the amendment?
Yes, thank you, Richard.
Go ahead.
I just want to understand the process. If the Mid-America is month to month, it's about $35,000 a month. That equates to what the current cost would be. So how do we fire Mid-America and bring on these employees so we can avoid the additional costs and just transfer the cost to pay for these employees? Have you thought that out?
Thank you, colleagues. What would happen is after we establish these positions, then notice will be sent to Mid-America that their services are as to their month-to-month contract are no longer needed, and that will be done in a timely manner that allows the administration to hire people and bring them back.
Okay.
So there will be no lapse in service.
Or additional costs?
The only additional cost will be the difference in what it costs for a county employee versus a contract.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question about the other housekeepers work in other divisions of the county as a county employee. I think those do exist at the airport. What is the current rate of those housekeepers?
I'll have to defer that to staff. I do believe there, because there's different levels, but I believe it's roughly around 11 or 12. Is it 12:30?
Mid rate was about 13.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Cady, please.
Supervisor, there is a similar classification at the airport, and this is a pay range 10Z, which is would be the pay range contemplated for these positions. That's a seven-step pay range, ranging from $10.69 an hour to $16.63 an hour.
And there is a notation in the second paragraph of the fiscal note that 19 housekeepers would be hired at the fourth step, $14.23 an hour, in a pay range, as Mr. Cady indicated, 10Z, which is the current pay range for housekeepers at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And following up on that, this figure that we have of the partial year and the full year amount, that equates to the maximum pay range for those positions?
Is
that how it works?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, for the purposes of this fiscal note, we assume that the positions would be appointed about mid-pay range for each of the classifications that are for you, both the housekeeper in charge, and the housekeeping supervisor.
Okay. And Supervisor Washon, I know you mentioned living wage, and I didn't understand the correlation. I think you were saying these salaries presented here would adjust once living wage would be in effect?
Mr. Chairman, colleagues, know that when you look at the fiscal note, it's comparing what we currently pay MidAmerica to provide this service. That contract with MidAmerica would be affected by the change in the living wage ordinance because it is a contract for county service. So if you're a MidAmerican employee and you're getting paid $8 an hour, you'll be seeing an increase because of the living wage ordinance. Mm-hmm. So that is the number that if the board follows through with that, and that's the will of the board, then you have to compare that cost of that contract to what a county employee would cost, which will be significantly reduced because of the living wage ordinance.
Gotcha. All right.
Committee members, thank you. Committee members, Supervisor Romo West, then I'd like to concentrate on the amendments. We have a county board meeting, and I do apologize for being a little late, but we have a county board meeting, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm cognizant of the time. However, this is a big item, and so perhaps I would consider a move to lay this item over till next cycle. But I'm going to consider that after I ask my question. So in the fiscal note, it does in the first paragraph, it talks about the approval of the resolution. It also talks about what MidAmerican is currently paid to do them. That is clean the criminal justice facility, the safety building, the medical examiner, city campus, juvenile justice center, the Children's Adolescent Treatment Center, Highway Facility, Fleet Services, and the Facilities West. Are all of those places, how will all of those places get cleaned if we terminate this contract? And are these 21 employees then would be spread out throughout Milwaukee County, or does this resolution solely take a look at the courthouse complex? So we would have county employees in the courthouse complex, and then we would have MidAmerican employees in the rest of the buildings?
Yes. Supervisor Weishaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is only for cleaning the courthouse.
Okay.
Not any other county facility or building. It just deals with the courthouse building that we're currently in.
Okay. So having learned that, then, this funding does not affect the other contracts that are all in the other buildings.
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
MidAmerica. Is there a will? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for allowing my lateness. Of course, I've been dealing with the death in the family. But
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder, you know, we know that the administration likes to play with our directives. If this went through, would there be any assurance that the people that were laid off several years ago
There's
would
no
be
assurance.
Hired in these positions? Okay.
There's no assurance.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a will from anyone on the committee to...
Mr. Chair, I'd move layover. As the author stated, depending on what happens with living wage, this fiscal note might be cut in half the next time it's before us. Mm-hmm. It could be a different proposal. But we're supposed to be in county board. I think if we advance this item today, we're going to be sending an item to people that they weren't really prepared for. I mean, the first time we saw this was the Finance Committee board packet Thursday, so a week ago. Yes. I don't think most people are expecting this vote today. But
Supervisor, we heard even during the budget deliberations about this particular situation. However, Supervisor Lipscomb has moved layover.
I understand, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that. I didn't vote for the privatization, and as I understand it now, I'm not confident that even even voting for all this additional money would accomplish everything that it's stated. So that's why that would be my if forced to vote today, I couldn't support it.
Supervisor Stamper on the
yes.
Central layover.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You might have discussed this, but the whole point is to hire employees that were displaced. So where are the insurances to hire them? How are you going to? Where is that?
There are none. There are none.
I know, supervisor. But the point is to hire them, so there needs to be some.
Right.
And
you got
to
come.
Well,
so you need to find some and add it to the menu. I know that.
To create the positions. There is a contract with MidAmerica that I believe expires in April. So this is. Well, it could be month to month. I mean, April, then month to month. What I'm getting at is if there is a time to make a change to create positions and to start the hiring process, this is a ripe time for that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So Supervisor Lipscomb has moved to layover, and I don't recall what your question was. I'm trying to
be shy. I'm just trying to see. Okay, so the point is just to create the positions.
Yes.
But there's no assurance that we're going to hire the very point of the resolution.
No, there's not.
Thank you.
For what did happen to these workers, I think that is prudent, at least for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, who are not a part of the administration, to at least advance the cause, advance the story. It may not be that the county board supervisors will actually produce the outcome that is expected from those who were terminated. But I think that in good faith, given what did happen, I think it's prudent to go forward. It may not go forward today. We will have to vote on the layover. And at this particular time, unless somebody else has got something to say, Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the layover is successful, I would appreciate hearing from Corporation Counsel on this matter. I don't know if it's appropriate to ask for something in writing.
The
two concerns are the contract that we currently have in place and how this affects us. I know some of you may not remember, but the older committee members here, committee members here, because some of us aren't old, will remember that we actually, when we switched from courthouse security to private security, we actually were sued, and we lost that lawsuit. And so my concern is, can we be sued again? Are we setting ourselves up to be sued by MidAmerica for anything? Can we review that contract to make sure that this is something that we can do that will not increase our cost and our fiscal note here?
Thank you.
And then the second item I would like for Corporation Counsel to review is, and I think Supervisor Weishan has been very thorough, but I would like to see it in writing, is in regards to these specific employees.
Yes.
And is there some type of maneuvering that can be done within HR or within the county, within, you know, employment law, that would allow us to designate these positions for these specific individuals. So that's my request.
Okay, that is the request of the Corporation Council. I believe that the process is such that there no individual can be earmarked to have a position. There is a process by which individuals would be hired, given receipt of applications. And I would ask Mr. Wozzeck if he would come forward just to give some clarity with respect to the contract. If you would identify yourself, sir. My question is related to the contract. The contract for Mid-American expires or has expired. Is the company on a month-to-month contract?
Gary Wozzeck, Facilities Maintenance Manager. Chairman, Supervisors, the current situation is a month-to-month contract across the board on all the buildings that Supervisor Romo West mentioned. We would have the ability to adjust that. If you remember back, the proposal to, after the cleaning RFP, the housekeeping RFP with Clean Power, that was
rejected.
So we are in a status of hold, status quo month to month. So essentially that we would be able to do the transfer. And there is no expiration in April. That April's the date that's in the resolution.
Okay.
That you could change that. It's arbitrary. We can adjust on a monthly basis, definition of month to month.
Okay, thank you. But the month to month is based on the fact that the county board rejected the Clean Power contract.
Correct. If we just let the contract after the 3 years terminate, that would have been about 14 months ago. So we've been bridging since 14 months ago, and we're just in that continuous month-to-month extension.
Thank you very much, sir. Supervisor Haas.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Wozzeck. Mr. Chairman, I was wondering if there has been any effect since this latest transition. I believe we're now on this month-to-month basis with the contractor. And has there been, Mr. Chairman, has there been any change in the cleaning within the courthouse, within any specific offices, since the board rejected the contract?
We've been continuing on the same month-to-month that we've had in the 3 years prior. There's been no change of service. Okay.
And has there been any change mandated to clean any differently? Any portions of the offices differently?
No, there have not. Chairman, Supervisors, there has been no change. We've consistently referred back to the original RFP from when the contractors were cleaning the courthouse. It's been the same standard since then.
Okay. Just to be clear, no changes were made to any specific office. They're all treated the same?
Chairman, Supervisors, again, the RFP is in print, and it's what we've referred to consistently as the standards of cleaning in the courthouse and every other building.
Well, with all due respect, print is print, but action is action.
So. I've referred to, in my dealings with the contractor, I've referred to the RFP and the standards that are listed in the RFP. I haven't, nor do I believe I have the ability to change that, and I haven't.
All right. And do you know of any orders to perform differently?
I'm not aware of any. They certainly didn't come by me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Wozzeck. Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to lay over, Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk, you start.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, you have not formally adopted the amendment, but as far as the staff is concerned, we would consider that you would then be laying over the amendment and the revised fiscal note that accompanies the amendment if it's part of your motion.
I'm sorry, is the suggestion that we have to adopt the amendment in order to lay it over, or are you saying?
No, he suggested that the whole file is being laid over.
It's just that the amendment is not part of the official file at this time.
And the amendment. Supervisor Lipscomb moves to lay over the item and the amendment accompanying the resolution and fiscal note. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Yes.
Aye.
Schmitz?
Aye.
Roma West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
No.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
5 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to lay over the item, the amendments, and the substitute fiscal note prevails.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.